With RMS Bank, there is no fumbling for great customer service. We understand you expect a lot. Stability, convenience, quality, and service. With online banking, mobile check deposit, agri loans, and friendly full-service banking, we are the only bank you need to know. All of the services of a large bank with personal, caring touch of a neighborhood banker. Proud supporters of our community, RVS Bank, member FDIC, Go Bombers!
Well, we move to the second quarter now. It's 21-13. By the way, Bob, 13 points for Mountain Home in the first quarter. The first quarter points Mountain Home has scored this year.
I was wondering that. I'm glad you brought that up because I didn't think we'd scored in the first quarter this year, but we've done a good job taking the football, and this drive is what we need to do. Take it, keep it, and take a long time off the clock and use all four downs every time if we have to.
They're all looking at a fourth down here. Fourth down just inside the 40. They've got to get to the – just inside the 30, rather. They've got to get near the 28, about a yard and a half here.
Look for the bubble. See where they find where it's at. Here they come up
McKay.
The game right there.
He will give it to Junior. He's got the first down. He takes it to the 25, inside Junior, the 25, to the 24. They needed about a yard and a half, and they get six.
Well, I think Junior decided he was going to take that time because it looked like Isaac was trying to pull
yes.
it. I'm glad he didn't pull it because we had penetration. But, you know, they stepped up into the gaps that time, but we got it blocked, and Junior did a good job of hanging on the football.
Information on DIPG and other fundraising events.
11:55 left
you
in this
still bring your donations to the
opening half. 21-13 Marion. The Bombers, though, with a fresh set of downs at the 24-yard line. Here's the toss sweep to Liddy, going to the short side of the field, waiting for his blockers, and pretty well runs out of room. And
Liddy on the toss sweep.
They're going to keep the clock running here.
Right the set,
no gain on the play.
He's hit it about the line of scrimmage.
Once again, that's tough to run in a short field like that. And as long as that cake's developed on the short side, a lot of support gets there pretty quickly.
Marion scored in their first three possessions. Mountain Home scored in their first two, and this is their third possession of the night. McKay on the option. He will pitch it. Coming to the near side and down about the 20-yard line is Shod once again. He's going to pick up about four.
Hunter Shod around.
Once again, the pitch is
on the option pitch.
It's going to be there most of the night.
Calvert was there.
Just depends on the execution.
Down in six.
And the fake in the middle right there. If you can hold those linebackers and those safeties.
Third down coming up here for Mountain Home. Third and about six here. They have to get actually just inside the 15. Chain gang did a pretty good job with this one.
Yeah.
And we've got a flag and a timeout. 10:17 left in the first half. It's 21-13 Marion. You're listening to Bomber Football. Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
Ten 17 left in the first half, 21-13. It's Marion leading Mountain Home. Bombers looking at a third and about six here coming up. Our broadcast tonight brought to you in part by Mountain Home Tire and Auto Service, your Goodyear dealer on Main Street of Mountain Home, providing anything your vehicle needs. Also, RVS Bank, the RVS mobile app for iPhone, iPad, and Android, allows you to check your balance, transfer funds, pay bills, and deposit checks all from your smartphone. So third and six here for Mountain Home. Ten 17 left in the first half. Bombers down by eight. McKay will give it left side, misdirection play to Liddy, and boy, I tell you what, a good job defensively by Marion. They're going to throw him for about a yard loss.
Boy, I bet if he had that back, he'd wish he stayed inside right there and turned it upfield instead of trying to bounce it on the corner.
Was there for the
that
Rangers.
Was Darius Whedon, corners that came up and made the hit that time. So fourth down for Mountain Home, fourth at about seven here. They've already converted one fourth down on this drive. Let's see if they can do it again and keep it going. Riley Peters into the ball game. He will be one of the halfbacks. Back to pass. McKay across the middle. It's incomplete. He was looking for his big tight end that time, Waymire, and the pass was low and batted away.
Oh, he just got in a hurry that time. Yep. Didn't set his feet and throw it because, you know, if you just get it up high enough, David's got a chance to catch it.
22-yard line.
So Marion will take over. At their own 21-yard line. With 9:27 left to go in this first half. Marion leads at 21-13. Green. Quick slant is complete. While spinning away from the tackler is Webb. He takes it across the 35 out to about the 37. That was a nice move.
Well, you have to anticipate that catch. If you're a linebacker sitting there, you see that receiver, you have to anticipate that catch and be ready to collision him when the ball gets there. Don't let him catch it.
16-yard pass play out to the 37-yard line. Another first down for the Patriots. They'll hand it off this time, and that's going to be Price, I believe, on the carry.
Strider,
the running back.
Strider on the tackle, and I couldn't see who else over there.
Actually,
Peters, I think.
It was Kentrell Jones on the carry.
Jones on the carry.
A yard to the 38.
Krim was there for the Bombers.
Second down and 9 here for the Patriots. Four receivers on the near side. Not that many defenders out there. Here's a pass dropped. Oh, they had Taylor Brown set up at the 40. He had three blockers in front of him, and he drops the pass.
It'll be third down.
Well, they pretty well had us outnumbered over there that time. It's a good thing he dropped that.
.841 left in the first half. I was a little surprised to see nobody else shifted over. They've got quads over here as well.
The coach, they moved somebody over this time. Free safety was in the far hash mark over there the last time.
They're going to try the same thing. It's complete this time to Robbins. Robbins up the left sideline. There's a flag on the play. This one's coming back. Robbins at the 20. Now tackled at about the 16-yard line. But I think this one's coming back for a block in the back. And Webb is pleading his case. He's got his arms out and he's upset they threw a flag on the play. He's the guilty party. Back at the 49. And
it's tough on those receivers in open space because a defender will turn, just turn to try to go to the ball and your hand will slip around to the back. And they'll get you every time.
11-yard pickup to the 49, and they'll mark the penalty off from there. A lot of the penalty yards on the night against the Patriots. Actually, the 48's where they mark it. So I'll take a ball back to the 38-yard line, and that is six penalties for 53 yards here in this first half against the Patriots. It was third and short. Now it's third and 9.
Same formation. Golly, we got to get some out here. There's not anybody out here. We don't have enough defenders.
Four receivers on the near side. There's complete. This is Brown, and Brown is across the 50, and he's going to have a first down.
That's four times in a row. They've got us in that same formation.
Takes the ball out.
And
we're not shifting over again. Like you said, Bob, they've got more receivers than we got defenders.
Right. We don't have enough defenders over there. You know, you don't want to move the free safety because that leaves that one receiver on the far side. That leaves the middle of the field wide open.
Now they'll go trips to the right side. That's the 9th first down of the night for the Patriots. Trips to the right side, rolling out of the pocket now is Green. Passes across the middle. It's complete. It's Brown with the catch at about the 30, down to about the 28-yard line. Taylor Brown having a big night here in this first half.
Down inside the 30 to the 28.
We'll mark him at the 28. 18-yard pass play. Bob, I am very impressed the way Green throws the ball on the move.
He does. I think he throws it better on the move than he does sitting. We've seen him throw some high passes and passes off target when he's in the pocket, but when he moves, he's accurate.
He wants to pass this time. Left side screen is complete. This is Robbins on the catch. Robbins inside the 20 to about the 18, near another first down. We talked about Jacob Green, the quarterback early on, a running back as a sophomore. Last year was the starting quarterback, got hurt in the first game, actually in the first quarter, missed the rest of the season. Talking with head coach Jed Davis this week, he said, boy, I'd really like to see what this guy could do when he gets some more experience.
Right now they're just getting us by alignment because they're going to throw those short passes, get two blockers out there.
Green looking left, floats it for the end zone, has a man open. It is caught, touchdown Marion. Ryan Robbins on the receiving end. That's his first touchdown catch of the season. Wait a minute, we got a flag and a hold in the backfield. The flag's back at the 25-yard line.
Marion is holding against the Patriots.
So wave off the touchdown. That occurred 7 yards in the backfield. So they'll mark it off from the line of scrimmage. That's going to bring it back to the 28-yard line.
Well, they lull you to sleep throwing it to one side, and then they... Once again, he's got great touch on the football, too. He not only throws a good ball, he throws a ball that's easy to catch.
He does. Trips to the right side for the Patriots. They run that way. Here comes the handoff back to the near side. And, boy, Kentrell Jones running over the defender down to about the 29-yard line. Boy, he delivered the blow that time.
Jones takes
he is 5'8", 140 sophomore.
I know. You don't sit there and wait.
18. The second down and 10. Peters.
So he gets 10 back that they lost on the penalty. Second and 10 here for the Patriots. Jones in motion. They fake to him. They throw a screen back to the left side. It's incomplete, intended for Robbins.
That wasn't a very good throw right there.
No.
That was third down into the ground. He was backpedaling when he threw it.
6:49 left in the first half, 21-13. It's Mountain Home trailing by 8. Patriots looking at a third down.
We can get out of this with no points. It'd be a big defensive series.
It would. Trips to the right side for the Patriots on 3rd and 10. And it's a quarterback draw up the middle is Green trying to bounce to the outside. He's finally pulled down at about the 14-yard line by Riley Peters.
Peters did a good job coming up. He'd already gotten his drop zone, did a good job reading the run, coming up and making that tackle.
Peters was there for the Bombers. It'd be fourth
about the 13. Now I'm going to mark it at the 14, so it's 4th and 6 here for the Patriots, and here they go. 4th and 6. Can the Bomber defense hold? Green wants to pass. Left side. It is caught. First down at the 2-yard line. It's Ryan Robbins making the catch. Boy, another key 4th down conversion for the Patriots.
You probably get tired of me saying this, but when those receivers come over the middle, we got to make them pay.
Yes.
You can't just let them catch the football.
Well, we've seen Kentrell Jones in the backfield the entire drive. Price has not been in there. Don't know if he was hurt earlier or not, but he's the starter. Jones gets it this time, and he's going to make it to the 1.
Jones going to carry. Get it about the line of scrimmage.
Strider, good job of creating a log pile right there, and Waymeyer coming over the top of it.
Waymeyer was there for the Bombers.
They've got it marked at the 2 still. No gain on the play. Second and goal from the 2 now for the Patriots. Green, play action, wants to pass, incomplete. They look Robbins' way. He got up, acting like throwing a flag. He wanted pass interference and didn't get it. Swartz with the coverage that time. 5:30 left in the first half, 21-13. It's Marion with the lead. Trips to the right side here for the Patriots. Third and goal from the two. Green, he's going to run it himself. Trying to stretch the field out. He dives in. He's in for the touchdown.
Green on the corner. Oh, he just touchdown, Marion.
Good play call. Just let him run and see a seam, plant his foot, and get up the field, and that's what he did.
Comes with 5:24 left here in this first half.
Holland in to
now
attempt the extra point.
Now it's Parker Holland in to attempt the extra point. Green is thrown for three and run for another touchdown tonight. Bad snap, and Bombers are going to stop him. Boy, that offsets the missed extra point earlier. That could be big right there. They tackle the holder back at about the 14-yard line. So 5:24 left here in the opening half, 27-13, Marion. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Arkansas is much more than a great place to live, work, and play. It's also a great place to save for college, thanks to the Arkansas 529 College Savings Plan. Hi, this is Treasure State Dennis Milligan. You can get started for as little as $25. You'll be giving a forever gift to your child or grandchild and receiving a state income tax deduction. Visit Arkansas529.org today.
To learn more about the Arkansas 529 Plan, its investments, objectives, risks, and costs, read the official statement available at Arkansas529.org.
5:24 left in this first half. It's a 27-13 lead for Marion. And the ball is kicked off. Barely is going to get into the end zone. The Bomber return men let it go. And that ball almost rolled dead inside the 1 yard line. And barely, I mean, just the nose of the football on the goal line. And Mount Holmes is going to have it at the 20.
Well, you can't assume anything.
Wow.
That ball just hit like a golf shot and died.
It did.
And the goodness, I don't think, from our angle, we couldn't tell it was on the line.
I didn't think he was going to make it.
I didn't either. And that was a live ball. We were running the other way.
So the Bombers down by 14 with 5:24 left in this opening half. They'll start this drive at their own 20-yard line. McKay keeps it on the option. He's chased down from behind, but he's going to pick up 4 yards out to the 24.
As a linebacker, scraped off and got him at the time, you know.
Okay, on the read option, he takes the ball out to the 24-yard line.
So many men on, so many white jerseys up there, Brad. It's tough to get a body on a body, and if they get a good read on where the ball's going, it's tough. It's just that dive player, that dive look to juniors got to be real convincing.
Second and six here for Mountain Home from their own 24 with 4:50 left in the opening half. And the ball kept by McKay. He's hit in the backfield and dropped in on the stop that time for the Patriots. Was last year's quarterback, Peyton Walker. He's a middle linebacker now.
Third down and about eight.
It's a loss of one back to the 23.
Yep.
Walker was there for the Patriots.
Wasn't a good, real good read right there, I don't think. They're coming off the edges pretty good right now also.
.419 left in this first half. Clock continuing to run. Straight ahead is Junior, and he's going to take it across the 25 to about the 27. So fourth down coming up. It's going to be fourth and about three. And
Junior takes the ball out across the 25 to about the 20.
See the punt team here or not? Doesn't
look
like it.
Doesn't look like it right now. You know,
fourth and three.
Right now. Possession is key to keeping them out of the end zone and us having a chance to score.
So So Mountain Home is going to go for it here. It's 4th and 3 from their own 27-yard line with 3:33 left in the first half. McKay with a hard snap count, and Coach Maddox is going ballistic. They didn't call the offsides penalty. That's what they're doing, is trying to draw them offsides. And, boy, there are about three or four of them up front that jumped. And, boy, Brian sure wanted that call. He didn't get it, and, boy, he really let the official have an earful.
We weren't able to see. You know, three of them jumped. And that was one of the things he was going to do this week, was a hard count, trying to cut down on the pursuit and the pre-snap reads.
Well, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back with 3:17 left in the first half. It's 27-13 Marion. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Mountain Home Tire and Auto, your Goodyear dealer, is proud to sponsor Bomber Football. We're especially proud of our very own Trey Podwaski. Play hard and play to win. If your vehicle is in need of tires, brakes, alignments, or an oil change, we can also do anything your diesel truck needs, from tuning to exhaust. Come see us at 210 South Main Street in Mountain Home. Your Goodyear dealer, Mountain Home Tire and Auto. Go Bombers, go!
You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home.
4th and 3 for Mountain Home. Dylan Pausch into punt for Mountain Home. Gets away that rugby-style kick. Nobody back for Marion. They don't return punts. This is going to bounce inside the 40, inside the 35, and dead at about the 33-yard line. Pretty good punt.
That was a pretty good punt. I don't understand.
47-yard punt.
If you don't return them, why don't you try to block them?
Yeah, why not bring everybody?
Yeah. What? I don't know.
So Marion gets the ball back at their own 33-yard line with 3:06 left in this first half.
West Memphis up on Jonesboro, 19-0 now.
Wow. Jonesboro can't rally. They'll be 4-3.
Yes.
First down for the Patriots. Play action. Green wants to pass. Looking long. Loads it up down the right side, and this is incomplete. We've got flags, and we got pass interference. Mountain Home had two defenders there draping the receiver and got tangled up, and they're going to throw a couple of the flags on the play.
I don't know if they have this rule in high school or not, but if there hadn't been nobody out there, he couldn't have got to that ball.
No,
as far as he threw it, he just wound up and threw it as far as he could throw it.
Two penalties for 30 yards against Mountain Home here in this first half. That's going to move the ball to the 48-yard line with the 15-yard mark off. First downs in this first half for the Patriots. Just under 3 minutes left in the first half. 27-13. Marion with the lead. Green hands it off straight ahead. And they've got that looked like Robbins in the backfield that time. He's been playing receiver. Let me check here. No, that is the starting running back that's back in there, Price. Tell you what, these numbers, Bob, we talked about that earlier.
They are tough to pick up.
So Price with the carry to the 43, he gains 5. Green's pass, left side complete. There's Robbins. He catches at the 40. He breaks out of the tackle at the 30, hit from behind, and knocked down at the 27-yard line. And on the tackle that time for Mountain Home was Cody Anderson.
We have got to get off the blocks of the wide receivers.
First and 10.
And get to that. They're just killing us with a little pass. And number one out there, he weighs 145 pounds. Get off of the block.
16-yard pickup to the 27. Now a whistle and a timeout, Mountain Home. 2:14 left in the first half. It's 27-13 Marion. You're listening to Bomber Football, Classic Hits 101.7.
Shazam!
Are you worried about unauthorized transactions on your debit card? Well, you can bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank. Introducing Shazam Bolt, the app that gives you access to balance information from your mobile device or computer.
Golly!
With the Shazam Bolt app, you can receive an alert via text or email immediately after a debit card transaction. If the card was not used by you, you can temporarily block your debit card instantly.
Shazam!
Take control and bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank. Member FDIC.
Would you like to clear out some clutter and feel really great about it? Do you have a junk drawer, a closet, or a garage that needs to be cleaned out? Take a little time this weekend to go through some stuff and then give your gently used items to a good cause. This is Captain Jamie Spaulding with the Salvation Army. Your tax-deductible donations help us provide food, clothing, and emergency assistance to those in need right here in our community. So do yourself and us a favor. Clean out and donate to the Salvation Army Thrift Store.
First down for the Patriots, the handoff right side, and this is Price, the running back, with it. He is inside the 20, down to about the 17-yard line. He's going to be close to a first down.
Price takes the ball down.
It is a first down.
20 to about the 17-yard line. It is a first 10 down.
10-yard pickup. 15 first downs for Marion in this first half. 2:05 left in this opening half. Marion by 14, but they're in the red zone once again, threatening. Trips to the left side. And the ball given to Price, coming to the near side. Price is hit at about the 11 and stopped there. He's going to pick up 6.
Well, he turned and cut back right back into the pursuit, closing down from the backside.
Price on the carry again. He takes the ball down to about the
12-yard line. Gabe Henderson was out for a breather. He's back in now. That nose tackle position.
The Bombers be second five.
Second down and about 5 here for the Patriots. Green wants to pass. Floats it for the end zone, has a man, it's caught, touchdown. That's going to be Webb, I believe, on the catch. It is Slade Webb with his third touchdown catch of the season. For Green, he's thrown for 4 and run for 1 here in this first half. This is an 11-yard touchdown pass. Now they're going to go for 2. Green works out of the shotgun. Empty backfield. Rolling to the right side. Has a man open. It's complete. And that's complete to Chase for the 2-point conversion.
2-point conversion is good.
119 left in the first half. It's 35-13. Marion leads it. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Baxter Regional Medical Center is proud to welcome Dr. Corey Smith to their medical staff. Dr. Smith is an obstetrician and gynecologist at the new BRMC Obstetric and Gynecology Clinic, located in the Medical Arts Building, Mountain Home. Dr. Smith specializes in women's health, focusing on reproductive care from puberty through adulthood and treating women during pregnancy, labor, childbirth, and postpartum period. Dr. Corey Smith is now accepting new patients. Call BRMC Obstetrics and Gynecology today at 508-3990. Welcome, Dr. Corey Smith.
Visit beautiful Arkansas South this fall. Don't miss this year's All Hallows Eve Walk, Friday and Saturday, October 21st and 22nd, from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the historic Oakland Cemetery in Camden. Learn more by finding Ouachita County Historical Society on Facebook. The South Arkansas Symphony Orchestra will present a Beatles tribute, Abbey Road, on October 21st at Griffin Music Hall in the new Murphy Arts District. Be sure to try one of the many wonderful restaurants when you visit. Visit ArkansasSouth.com to learn what all you can do when you visit Arkansas South.
1:19 left in this first half. Here's the kickoff return for Mountain Home. Swartz out across the 30, and he is going to be stood up and leveled about the 23-yard line. That's where Mountain Home will start.
Boy, when you feel those kickoffs like that, you just got to bust it up in there hard.
Start first and 10.
You can't stutter step, bounce around.
Johnson,
you just
got
to bust it up in there hard, hope something opens up.
Well, let's see if something opens up here for this offense from Mountain Home. Down 35-13 with 1:11 left in this first half. Bomber scored in their first 2 drives. They've had some nice drives since then.
Yes.
Just no points out of them. McKay wants to pass, rolling right, and is complete. This is Liddy. And across the 25, Liddy breaks out of a tackle at the 30, down to the 33, very close to a first down.
Liddy is complete. He takes the ball out across the 30.
Good job by time, Isaac. Rolling to the right, rolling away from the rush. Good blocking by the offensive line. They're going to give him a first down.
And it's another.
It is a first down for the Bombers. Their eighth of this first half. Ball is given to Junior Williams, and Junior Williams
powers
across
the
35, 36. Mountain Home is. Well, they can't call a timeout. They're out of timeouts. I'm going to say they just tried to call their fourth timeout.
That would have been a good idea.
Somebody took a timeout. Marion takes it now. We'll break with 34 seconds left in the first half, 35-13. Marion, you're listening to Bomber Football, Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
34 seconds left in the first half. Bob, when you're coaching Jim Ricardo, that's not what happened here. It was Marion that took the timeout. But did you ever try to call a timeout when you didn't have one left? See if they'll give it to
you. I don't think I ever called one. I think I wish I could have called one. But I think I wish I could have saved one. But
now a whistle and what? Oh, they got 45 seconds on the play clock.
All right. It's a new clock.
It Brad. Is. It's still Mark Payton,
yes.
Though.
That explains a lot.
Mark operating that play clock in there. All right, they got it set now. Second down and six here for Mountain Home. Back to pass is McKay. Looking long down the right sideline, looking for Liddy. Incomplete. Boy, it looked like some contact. They're not going to call it. It's incomplete. And now a flag in the backfield.
Brad broke to the middle, and the ball was just wasn't as far to the middle as he broke to and couldn't get back to it. He was open.
This is back around where McKay was when he threw the football.
Flag on the play.
We're going to get a roughing the passer maybe. That's the case. So the Bombers are going to get 15 yards and a first down out of it.
How much time was left when that play started?
Less than 34, I thought. We got 39 on there now.
We got 39 on it now. We're doing good, aren't we?
Out of the way, Peyton.
Yeah.
We're going. We're going the other way. All right, so the Bombers had the ball at the 48-yard line. McKay, again, looking long, right side, looking for Liddy, and it's incomplete. And really, the defender, only one that had a chance on it, was Xavion Jones, the corner.
Well, this time, Liddy stayed on the sideline. Ball was to the numbers a little closer, and Brad just didn't pick it up in time to break over to it.
33 seconds left in the half. Bombers down 35-13. Out of timeouts. Passing game not been the strong suit for Mountain Home coming into this game. Mountain Home only averaging 7 passing yards a game. 4 of 19 through the air on the season. A receiver on each side here for Mountain Home. McKay looks and overshoots his intended receiver. He's looking for Liddy once again. Seconds left in this first half. Waymeyer will bring the play in from the sideline now. It's going to be third down here for the Bombers.
Almost put him on the numbers out here, put everybody on the other side, and let him run down the field by himself, get those one of those little corners, yes. And just throw it up to him.
He's going to split that wide to the left side.
That's what they're going to do. Let him get set. Let him get set.
And McKay flushed out of the pocket, rolling to the left side. He's not going to be able to pass. He slips out of one tackle across the 40, the 35, the 30. Knocked out of bounds inside the 30 and at the 27-yard line.
We must have been reading their mind, Brad, because that's exactly what they wanted to do. And Isaac just didn't have enough time to throw it, turned it in. Turned that negative into a big positive with that run.
A 21-yard gain to the 27-yard line. 19 seconds left in this first half. Bombers out of timeouts. Waymeyer is the split out on the left side. First down for Mountain Home. They're looking Waymeyer's way, and they overshoot him.
Got to give him a chance. Don't throw it so quick. Let him get into the route a little bit.
Second down.
16 seconds left in this opening half. They're showing the replay of Isaac's big run on the video scoreboard here at the stadium. It is impressive. If you couldn't be here tonight, boy, you'll be impressed when you come out and see the scoreboard for the first time. Riley Peters will bring the play in from the sideline. They still haven't started the play clock yet.
No. I guess they are.
They still haven't. Second down and 10 here for Mountain Home. McKay being flushed out of the pocket, running backwards. He's back around the 40, looking to pass, and it's incomplete.
And
a flag on the play. Pass was intended that time for Shod.
Pass from McKay to Shod.
And a flag at the 22-yard line where the pass was, right where Shod was.
Well, if we could just give him a two count to set up and throw that ball.
They're going to call pass interference on Marion.
Well, yeah, he ran over the top of him. I don't think he could have caught it, but still he was a receiver. Wasn't any different than their receiver down here when the ball was thrown 25 yards over his head. If the ball's in the air and contact's made, then it's a penalty.
So another penalty against the Patriots. This is going to be half the distance. Takes it to the 13-yard line.
14-yard line.
A 14-yard penalty. 9 penalties for 92 yards in this first half against Marion. And now the Bombers looking at a first down at the 13-yard line with 10 seconds left in the half.
No timeouts.
McKay wants to pass. Hit as he throws. Pass is incomplete. He's looking towards Waymeyer, who went to the goal line and stood there. Had to come back for it.
Isaac couldn't. Pass rush was too good on the backside. He just couldn't get his feet set and get anything on the throw.
The Bombers can have the ball at the 13 so they can get a first down. Just inside the 3, actually, where they've got the chains. I'll give the chain gang credit here. They only have to go about 9 yards they only have to get to about the 4 to move the chains. So it's second down here for Mountain Home with 6 seconds left in this first half. McKay looking to the corner of the end zone, overshoots Swaymeyer, and McKay again gets hit and knocked to the ground, and there's 2 seconds left. 2 seconds left. Mountain Home down by 3 touchdowns. I don't think they're going to think. Do you take the 3, Bob, or down by 3 touchdowns? Do you go for the 6 here?
I think I might go for the 3 just because we're not a prolific passing team. But
the offense comes out. Let's see if Mountain Home can convert here. It's 3rd and 10, but there's only 2 seconds left in the half. Waymeyer's going to line up on the left side now. He's a tight end there. 2 seconds left. Final play of the half. McKay steps up in the pocket. He is tackled and dropped at about the 11-yard line. He'll pick up 2 on the play, and halftime has arrived. Bombers are down by 3 touchdowns here. At the break, it's 35-13, Marion with the lead. Boy, the Bombers offense for the first time this year, puts points on the board in the first quarter. 13 first quarter points. Marion has clamped down a little harder the last several drives. They've allowed some yardage, but no points the last several drives for the Bombers.
Now it's we're still having the negative plays when we don't need to have them. And, you know, we're just not proficient enough in throwing the ball in a situation like that. We got a couple penalties that help us out on the drive, but with no timeouts, and, we did about as well as we could do.
So we'll take a break. We have reached halftime. We've got a long halftime for you tonight with homecoming and everything that's going on. We'll take a break. We'll have more from Bomber Stadium coming up in just a little bit. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's halftime. Stay tuned for the Acumen Audio Halftime Show coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
May Family Motors in Mountain Home invites you to stop by and say hi and check out their late model pre-owned vehicle selection. Do you have a driver about to turn 16? Maybe a student who'll be graduating in the spring? May Family Motors is here to help you with your vehicle needs. Proud supporters of Bomber football, May Family Motors, 1038 Highway 5 South, Mountain Home, 870-701-0988. And make sure to like May Family Motors on Facebook to get updates on all their great deals and specials.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative members have 24/7 access to their account through the member account portal at naeci.com. After logging in, you can view your bill, make a payment, and see your daily usage. In addition to the portal at naeci.com, you always can stop by the co-op's office or call 870-425-2141. At NAEC, membership has advantages.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
People often say, have a good day, but if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
It's that time, ladies. Colorful fall leaves, pumpkin spice lattes, and fun fall arrivals at Studio West Boutique. Come in today and check out the newest selections from brands like Bobby, Nicole, and the fabulous Glider Fitness line. Are you ready for a cozy sweater with a pair of Just Black jeans? Our Just Blacks are now restocked and just in time for cooler weather. We still have great summer clearance items too, so stop by before they're gone. Fall fashion is arriving now at Studio West Boutique, 714 South College in Mountain Home.
Are you nervous about being a little fish in a big pond, a giant campus full of unknowns? Maybe you should try the perfect college not too far away from the awesome lakes and rivers right here at home, ASU Mountain Home. The ASUMH Technical Center has hands-on, fascinating degree programs. Their transfer degrees will put you ahead of the game at half the cost. Be it business, healthcare, information technology, teaching, ASUMH has classes for you starting soon. Apply online at asumh.edu. Be a big fish in a little pond. ASU Mountain Home.